This is Reverend Rich, and I'm coming to you live all the way from the wonderful state of Florida. And you're listening to me all over the world, all over the universe, even in outer space. I'm there because the presence and power of God is unlimited. It cannot be bound or bind. There's not a spot. There is not a spot where the infinite is not. And today I want to welcome you, wonderful friends from all over, wherever you are listening to. We do have a telephone that if you wish to call and connect with me and talk with me live, we can do that. We'll be more than happy to do that. So get a pen and paper, something to write with, because I am going to give you the phone number in a few minutes to let you know how you may contact me now and speak with me right here and right now. That's what I'm talking about. That's the good news that we bring to you today. Wherever you are, whoever you are, whatever you've done or haven't done or would like to do, you're listening to Reverend Rich. Reverend Rich Live, coming to you with this wonderful, 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 full of wonder truth to free your mind and your behind from everything that is not good. So right now, as we begin to go into this wonderful program, I want you to join me as we welcome the presence and the power of the infinite God, the good. If you're able to, it'll be wonderful to just relax. Let your mind flow into a real meditative way. And if you can, I want you to say these words with me right now, this affirmation, right here and right now. We welcome the presence and the power of spirit. We welcome the presence and the power of the divine, of the universe, of the infinite, of the one who is the one, God, the good, almighty, right now. To every one of you that are listening, especially you who are hurting your body, there's healing flowing through these words that I'm speaking to you now. Those of you that are fed up and are mad or sad, the words I bring to you are glad. Good news. Good news you can use. Good news to light your fuse. Whatever state you're in, whatever condition, whatever your situation, whatever your circumstances, whatever challenges you are presently facing, I now say to every one of you, I now say to you, that the all-loving presence and power of God is moving in you, is moving through you, is moving with you, is moving on you, is moving as you right now. Oh, did you feel that? This presence, this power of God is flowing through me, is flowing through my words, is flowing through the radio waves that's going all over the universe, all over the world. This presence, this power of God is flowing from me, through you, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. And as you now welcome, as you now receive this presence and power of God in you, you being healed, you being delivered, you being well, you being whole, you being complete, something wonderful is happening to you right now. Oh boy. Say it again, Reverend Rich. Something wonderful is happening to you. Say this in the first person. Say it after me. Something wonderful is happening to me right here and right now. And now the presence and power of God speaks within you. Listen, beloved, listen to the Spirit, to the voice of the Spirit. It says peace. Peace to you. Peace to your soul. Peace to your body. Peace to your nerves. Peace to your mind. Peace to your behind. Peace to your emotions. Peace in your home. Peace to your will. Peace on your job and everywhere you go. Peace. Whatever you desire, receive it. Accept it right now. Now lift your hand if you are able to. You that are lying in a sick bed and unable to raise your hand, raise your eyebrow. Raise your head, lift your voice and give thanks right now. Give thanks to the all-loving presence and power of God in you. Give thanks that infinite God, infinite Spirit is working in you, is working for you, is working with you, is working through you, and is working as you. Yes, yes, indeed it is. So personalize this truth and say, yes. Go ahead and say it. Say yes. Even if you don't say it out loud, just say it in your heart. Say it in your spirit. Say it within it intuitively. Say yes to all, to the all-loving presence and power of infinite Spirit in you, that's above you, that's around you, that's beneath you, that's through you, that's upon you, and that's within you. Say yes to your good. Say yes to good health. Say yes to your good success. Say yes to good prosperity. Say yes. Say yes to good luck. Say yes to your good looks. Say yes to your good fortune. Say yes to opulence and opulent living. Say yes to luxury and luxurious living. Say yes to high fashion clothing. Say yes to good relationships. Say yes to fine high-end automobiles. Say yes to all expense paid vacation. Say yes. Say yes. Oh, yes, yes. All the promises of God, all the promise of the infinite is yes and amen. I say yes. I'd love to talk with you. I'd love to chat with you. If you wish, you can call me now. You can call me right now at telephone number 888-627-6008. And I will chat with you right now. Say yes. And pick up the phone and dial 888-627-6008. From wherever you're listening, all over this beautiful world of ours, you can now talk live with Reverend Rich at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Today you will be enlightened. Today you will be enriched. Today you will be empowered. Today you will be enriched, enlightened, and empowered to be, to do, and to have that which you wish to experience, that which you wish to express, and that which you wish to enjoy. Now, say yes to it. What is it that you wish to be, that you wish to do, that you wish to have? Let's get every one of us, let's get this straight. Everyone in their right mind wants to have something good. However, I have found out many people, especially religious people, they are not having their good, and it's simply because they don't know what in the hell they want. They don't know what it is they want. I've had so many people come to me after a service and say, "Reverend Rich, pray that I get a car." And I would ask, "What kind of a car would you like?" And the answer comes always, constantly, "Any kind of car." And I look at them and I say, "Wait one cotton picking minute. They don't make that kind of car. I've never heard of a manufacturer that make a car that is called any kind of car. I've heard of Volkswagen, I've heard of Kia, I've heard of Hyundai, I've heard of Honda, I've heard of Toyota, I've heard of Rolls Royces, I've heard of Bentleys, I've heard of Ferrari, I've heard of all, but never heard that one, honey. I cannot pray for you, I cannot, because it does not exist." Here's a secret I want to share with you. The secret of manifesting your good, the secret of expressing the good that you wish to be, to do, and to have is, first of all, know what it is that you want to have, want to be, want to do, and want to know what it is. Know it. Know what it is you want. Be clear about it. Decide it. Define it. Describe it. What are your top? What is the top five? The top five. The number five is a number of favor, so I'll use that tonight. What are the top five priorities, or the top five things that you would wish to be, to do, and to have? Take a moment and write those five things down. A lot of people say they want money. Well, how much money do you want? You want a dollar? Do you want $20? Do you want $100? Do you want $500? Do you want $1,000? Do you want $200,000? Do you want $500,000? Do you want $1,000,000? I mean, you've got to be definite with the infinite. Folks say, "Oh, I want a house." Well, that's good. question. What kind of a house do you want? A ranch? Split level? A modern? There's so many homes, so many kinds of houses. You want a condo? You want a townhouse? You want a trailer park house? Listen, it doesn't matter. If that's what you want, you can have it. But you got to be clear. You've got to be specific. We are told, ancient writing, ancient wisdom principle tells us to write the vision. Write what it is that you wish to be, to do, and to have. Write it. Make it plain. Be clear. Be specific about it. Because it's yours. When you write it down on a paper, you're also writing it down on your consciousness, your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind picks it up and puts it and begin to go to work for you. So ancient writing tells us, write the vision and make it plain, describe it, define it, what it is that you want to be, that you want to do, that you want to have. You want to go on a vacation, I hear. Yeah, I heard that. Ah, that's good. Let me ask you, where do you want to go? How do you want to go? Do you want to fly? Do you want to drive? Do you want to catch a train? Do you want to catch a plane? You know, this. Be clear. Be specific. Be definite with the infinite. Another ancient wisdom truth tells us that the infinite will give you the desires of your heart. In the book of Psalms, it said, the Lord will give you the desire of your heart. So you see, you've got to know what the desire is. It's not enough to have a desire. What is the desire? What name the desire? Give a name to it. Define the desire. Describe the desire. And perhaps this is one of the reasons why you've not been having anything working for you, darling. Because you haven't been clear. You haven't been specific enough. Well, that's okay, darling. That's why I'm here. That's okay, man. That's why I'm here. I'm here working with you. We all got to work through this stuff, you know. You know, we got a lot of stuff to work through because we've had so many stuff going against us, and we've been conditioned so falsely and wrongly that, you know, there's a lot of unlearning we have to do. So I'm there with you. I understand your pain. I feel your pain. Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot emphasize this enough. And the Spirit gave me this some years ago. And I've got to say it again. You must, ladies and gentlemen, you must be definite with the infinite. So until you know what it is you wish to be, to do, and to have, until you know your wish, until you know your desires, until you know your dreams will never show, will never go until you know. Your desires will never show until you know. Your wish will never show until you know. You've got to know it, baby. You've got to know it, man. Now that you understand this principle, now that you know this, now that you've decided, now that you've defined it, it's now registered and it is now impressed upon your subconsciousness. And you know what, darling? The subconscious, your subconsciousness, is always expressing that which you impress. I've got to say it again. Consciousness subconsciousness, your subconsciousness, is always expressing everything that you impress. You impress when you that's why you have to be so careful about what you think and what certain thoughts that you nurse, because you're impressing that on your subconsciousness and it comes to pass. Now you see. And I'm saving you people. I'm saving you a whole lot of money. Now you don't have to go down to Madame Zeus. It's you. It's me. It's me, oh Lord. So, affirm. Get ready to affirm this with Reverend Rich, because this, when you say these things, it's good when I say it, but it's really better when you say it, because it, you hear yourself saying it, and faith comes by hearing. Didn't say whom you had to hear it from. You can hear it from me. You can hear it from a donkey. You can hear it from, well, you can hear it from you. No, you're not a donkey. You know what I mean? So affirm out loud in the first person with Reverend Rich. Are you ready? What I impress is expressed, whether it's good, whether it's bad, or indifferent. What I impress, what you impress in your mind, what you impress in your spirit, what you imprint in your spirit, in your mind, in your consciousness, when you imprint, when you impress that, it will be expressed, whether it's a good thing, whether it's bad, whether it's happy, whether it's sad. Really, this is the sum total of all ancient wisdom, science of mind, new thought, and metaphysic teaching. You know, what I impress is expressed. Say, what I impressed, what I impress is expressed. What I impress is expressed. This explains why so many people have what they call good luck, and others have bad luck, and some have good looks, and some are just plain ugly. So, are we having fun yet? Let's have fun. Let's have fun doing this, because this truth, this is the truth that can free you. Now, so outside of not knowing and not being clear, not being definite about that which you wish to be, to do, and to have, the second reason that I have discovered, the second reason why many are not experiencing, are not expressing, and not enjoying their good is because of lack. 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 Today we're gonna get lack off of your back. Not the lack of luck or looks, not the lack of ambition or drive or dream, not the lack of talents or skills or abilities. The reason we are not being, doing, and having is due to the lack of money. Ah, the lack of money, honey. Before a man, before a woman, before an individual can achieve and receive its good, there must be a renewed mind. Now, I'm getting somewhere with this, because many people still have a lot of money hang-ups. What is your money hang-ups? What is your money psychology? How do you think of money? What do you think of money? Is money bad to you? Is money an issue with you? And you would be amazed how many so-called religious people, they hang themselves with their long tongue because they talk bad about money and they talk negative to money. You've heard them. Maybe you're one of them. You've heard people say, oh, I'm on a limited income. Well, darling, if you're on a limited income, I'm here to tell you how to get the hell off of that limited income. Because when you say with your mouth that you are on a limited income, do you know what you just did? Yes, I'll tell you, you just limited your income. Oh, well, you know, I'm on a fixed budget. Well, darling, let's get that unfixed. I'm on a fixed budget. Those type of things, those type of statements will keep you broke, will keep you busted, will keep you disgusted. Call me. Oh, I've got to talk to somebody. Somebody get on the phone and talk to Reverend Rich. This stuff is so rich that I'm talking about. It's enriching, isn't it? It's empowering. It's enriching. It's rewarding. You're listening to Reverend Rich Live. Call me now at 888. Oh, did you hear that? I almost said like that Cleo lady. Call me now. 888-627-6008. That's the phone number. You can call. Talk, you got a question, we can call. You want a certain prayer treatment, I'll have a prayer treatment with you for anything and everything that you need, because the infinite God, listen, the good that you're seeking is seeking you. Oh my God, let me get a drink of water for that. That is, oh my God, where did it come from? It came out of the Spirit. The good that I seek, the good that I'm seeking, say it, the good that I'm seeking is seeking me. Now, here's something else, Doc. Here's something else. The good that you're seeking is not outside of you. No. Religion, tradition, Orthodox, Christianity, and others, they have taught us, they have conditioned us to look outside of us for our good. Look up to the heavens. Look up to the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, no, no. Your good that you seek, your good that you wish to be, to do, and to have is not outside of you. Everything, nothing comes to you. Nothing comes to you from outside of you. Everything you ever need or will ever need is on the inside of you. It's on the inside of you. And until you stop looking on the outside, or looking up to the sky somewhere, you'll never get anywhere. So call me, 888-627. Let's talk about this. 888-627-6008. That's the telephone number, 888-627-6008. So wonderful things are happening here. So wonderful things are being manifested here. You got to transform that mind. Ancient wisdom instructs us to be transformed. Be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. If you can think it, you got to get it in your mind. You got to get it in your mind before you see it in your behind. Before we can really go any further with this, I've got to come back to the question that I asked earlier. What is your money psychology? Because everything, I don't care how religious, how spiritual you are, the mystics need money. And so it is always the lack of money, not the love of money. Listen, get rid of that idea. The love of money is the root of all evil. No, it is the lack of money. It is the lack of money that is the root, is the cause, in other words, of the evil that we see. Look at the, that's not, I don't want to get into that. That's another subject. But what is your psychology? What is your money psychology? What is your prosperity psychology? Prosperity and money conditioning is very, very, it's at the root of it all. And many of us have been conditioned, negatively conditioned, to think evil about money, to think bad about money, to say things like money is no good, or money will make me do this or make me do that. Listen, God, infinite God, the good, is the giver of all. Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above. We're told in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8 and 18, that thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee. It is the infinite that giveth you power to get wealth. So if money is evil, and God give us the power to get it, why would God, the good, give us power to get that which is not good? You see how dumb that idea is to think that? But we've all been taught that. Religion is running down our minds from childhood. Even when we were in our mother's womb, we talk about, poverty is next to godliness. Oh, my God. Listen, so every one of us, we've got to come to that place. Once you define what it is that you want to be, to do, and to have, the second thing is that lack. You're not being it, you're not doing it, you're not having it. Simply one of the main reasons why many of us are not having it, doing it, being it, expressing it, experiencing it, manifesting it, demonstrating it, is because of lack of money. And that is a reality. Not necessarily a truth, but a reality. And this is the purpose of this man, this ministry, is to help renew the mind so that we can begin to experience and express all the good, the infinite money, infinite God, infinite prosperity, infinite wealth. Because listen, it's out there. There's no lack of money in the world. There's no lack of money in the world. Oh my God, that's a good stuff. There is no lack of no good thing in the world. The only place there is lack is in your mind. In your mind. The reason most do not prepare, listen, let me ask you, you want money? Yes, you want money. You need money? Yes. I mean, right now, if you had all the money, if money was not an issue, let me ask you this question. If money was not an issue, what is it that you would do? If money was not an issue, where would you go? If money was not an issue, what kind of car would you drive? What kind of clothes would you wear? Where would you be dining? Where would you be shopping? You follow? You're getting this? I'm painting a picture for you, darling. You're getting those images on the inside of you. See yourself always being and doing the good that you desire. See yourself enjoying yourself. So many religious people are not enjoying themselves. And the Spirit wants you to enjoy life, to enjoy your goodness. So, what's your money mentality? In fact, I just heard a few people in the Spirit. What's the use? Because I'll never get any money. And you're right. I'll never do better. And you're right. You are right, because one of the ancient laws, one of the ancient wisdom principle, as taught by all the great prophets and seers, is this: according to your faith, according to your faith, be it done unto you. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. I'm a possibility thinker. What about you? All things, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him, to her that believe. So, this money, prosperity, and all good presentation I'm giving to you today, it's designed to help you manifest your good, manifest your money. Because of the money, there's no lack of money anywhere. There is no lack. I believe that. Even if your pocket is, if your pocketbook is empty, have no dollar bills in it, it doesn't matter. There is still money out there. There's still money inside of you. And you've got to get it out. And I'm here to help you get it out. You know what? I love the Master Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God, just like you and I. I've got to tell you something about that, because this is wonderful. But if you want to call Reverend Rich right now, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Telephone number 888-627-6008. If you want to write to Reverend Rich. Write to me with your prayer requests or your praise testimony or with your seed offering. Look at this. You want to be a sponsor of this program. You can write to me or call me, give you all the details. You've got a business? We can shoot your business. We can talk a little bit about your business. Be a sponsor. Listen, write to Reverend Rich. The address is 1126 South Federal Highway, Suite 111, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33316. Write to Reverend Rich at 1126 South Federal Highway, Suite 111, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33316. My phone number for after the program, after off year, is 702-577-6777. That's 702-577-6777. You may write to me at Reverend Rich Live at AOL.com. That's Reverend Rich Live at AOL.com. And follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/Reverend Rich Live. And listen, we're getting ready for our first Rich Gatherings Live Creative Workshop, which will be held on Monday, 7 p.m. Monday, September 14th, at the Comfort Suite Hotel, Airport Hotel, here in Fort Lauderdale. The address is 1800 South Federal Highway, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33316. That's coming up next month. If you are in the Florida area and listening to Reverend Rich right now, make plans to attend. You're going to love it. You are going to love it. It's exciting. It's enlivening. It's energizing. It's electrifying. You love it, darling. And we're getting ready to start our regular Rich Gatherings Live. And we'll talk more about that as everything is confirmed. But in the meantime, in between time, you can write to Reverend Rich at 1126 South Federal Highway, Suite 111, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33316. And my phone number off air is 702-577-6777. But you don't have to wait. You can call me right now at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Let's get back to the wonderful insight we're sharing. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason most of us are not experiencing and expressing our good. We'll get to that. But listen closely. I've got to say this. I've got to share this. Listen with all of your listening devices. The Lord, the infinite, God the good, did not give Jesus, the Christ, anything that was not given to you. Did you hear that? Everything that was given to Jesus, the Christ, was given to you. Now, I know this is difficult for many of you because we have been conditioned by Orthodox Christianity, another religion, to think that Jesus was God's only son and the rest of us are bastards. And I said, no way, baby. The truth that the Master Jesus, the Christ, taught was, he who believes in me, the works that I do shall you do also. And greater works than these shall you do. The big difference, the only difference between the Master Jesus, the Christ, and you and I was consciousness. Consciousness, I said. The Master Jesus was consistently and continually in a state of consciousness, in a God in me consciousness. I like that. He was constantly, consistently, and continually aware of the presence and power of God in him and God as him. He never lost sight of this truth. He never lost sight of that reality, the truth of his spiritual divinity, identity. He was always saying, I and my Father are one. He was saying always things like, the Father in me, he does the work. So Jesus, the man, was always aware. He was always aware of and repeatedly affirmed that he was one with the infinite. And the infinite was one with him, in him, and as him. The secret, ladies and gentlemen, of his miracle working power was his faith in him, was his faith and belief in this truth, God in me, God in him. This truth, this belief, was the source of his power. So here's some good news you can use. Listen, here comes some great news you can use to light your fuse. The same presence, the same power that was in Jesus the Christ is also now, present tense, is also now in you. Let that sink in for a moment. I'll say it again. The same presence, the same power that was in Jesus, the same Lord, the same infinite, the same divinity, the same God, the good that was with Jesus, that was on Jesus, that was in Jesus, is now in you, on you, and as you. Here's what we were told. Here's a wonderful truth. We have said, even the apostle picked it up and says, but the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. He that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. So you see, the same power, the same spirit. Big difference, ladies and gentlemen, between the Master Jesus the Christ and you and I is that Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, he acknowledged and remained and lived in the consciousness and he stayed in the awareness of the presence and power of God in him, and we don't. That's it. We've got to get to the point, to the place, to the space, to the reality where we remain and retain that consciousness of God in us, of God in me. You want to talk to me? Give me a call, man. Give me a call. My number is 702 877-677-6777. Call me online right now, 888-627-6008. This is Rich. This is Rich. And I'm coming to you live on this wonderful, beautiful day of, what month is this? This is August, isn't it? August, yes. August. St. Augustine. St. Augustine. Caesar Augustine. That's the name came from. So, listen. I hope you're getting this. This is so good. Because reality is, you need money. You need money. Karen. Oh, this is wonderful. So, we're talking about this wonderful truth. And how to get our minds aligned with the divine. That's what we're talking about. How to get our mind aligned with the divine. Because the good that you wish to be, to do, and to have, it is right here waiting for you. And we got to get it out. It's inside of us. It's inside of you. Whatever you wish, whatever you're ready for is ready for you. And this, my friend, explains why many are not being, doing, and having their good. Because you're really not ready for it. Because you don't know what it is you want. See, that's the first one. Remember, you don't know what it is you want. You have to know it. Before the spirit can show it, you've got to know it. Before it can grow, you've got to sow it. So you've got to know. A lot of us say we want certain things in life, but the truth is many of us are not really ready for those things that we say we want. Okay? But we'll get over that. So this, my friend, explained why so many of us are not being it, are not doing it, are not having it. Throughout tonight's presentation, we were repetitious because and redundant because this, my dear friend, is one of the fundamental art of teaching, and because we're so quick to forget. So what is it? What is your financial psychology? Organized religion and tradition Christianity have infected all of us with PMS. You say, PMS, Rich, what is that? I'll tell you what it is. It's poverty mentality syndrome. Poverty mentality syndrome. This poverty mentality syndrome was given to many of us even before we were born. It's given us, as a result, we have that low self-esteem, self-depreciation. We have inferiority complex. We've got self-hatred and unworthiness ideas and self-hatred and rejection, undeserving thoughts, blaming others and guilt and limitation. That's all of that is a result of PMS, poverty mentality syndrome. Perhaps the chief symptom and characteristic of these effects, of these with this poverty mentality syndrome, is the way they talk. The number one symptom and characteristic of a person that is infected with this PMS, this poverty mentality syndrome, is in the way they speak. And I'm sure that you've heard them misquote the Bible by saying things like, well, you know, that the root, that money is the root of all evil. And that is not what it said. That is not the truth. It doesn't say that the love of money is the root of all evil. In fact, listen, even if they did say it, you got to understand certain things were written for a certain time and certain culture and so forth. Listen, it's always the lack of money. The lack of money, not the love of money that's root of all evil, but it's lack. I love the late prosperity guru, Reverend Ike, that taught us this. It is not the love of money that is a root of evil. It is the lack of money. L-A-C-K. Get that lack off your back. These folks would say other things like, you know, it's only money. Money is bad and filthy. Money is nasty and dirty. Money is filthy lucre. Money is corrupt and will corrupt you. Money is evil. Money is the root of all evil. You have to be evil. You have to be crooked to be rich. People say things like that, dumb things like that. And perhaps you're one of those person. People with money, here's another statement they say, people with money cannot serve God. My God. People with money cannot be spiritual. Or money can't buy happiness. Or money don't grow on tree. There's never enough money. Listen, prosperity, success, and money are for other people. They're not for us. It's for those folks over there on the other side of the track. Others, I pointed out earlier, would say things like this. I'm on a limited income. Or I'm on a fixed income. Reverend Rich called these and other such erroneous saying and statements prosperity and money rejection complex. That's what they are. They are prosperity and money rejection complex. Next week, we're going to talk more about it because we're coming down to the wire in a few moments. But this prosperity and money rejection complex is especially rampant among religious-minded people. And the sad truth is most are unaware of or do not know or do not have the slightest idea that they are carriers of this infection, this PMS, poverty mentality syndrome. Many are not aware that they're infected with this because they've said it so long, they've lived like it so long, they've heard it so long, they figured, oh, this is just the way it is. No, it's not the way it's supposed to be. I'm telling you that's not the way it's supposed to be. You got to get this sickness out of you. Get this lack out of you. Get this lack away from your consciousness. Poverty is nothing good about poverty. There's nothing godly about poverty. Poverty has not helped anybody. So why in the world do you want poverty? And why in the world would you be upset with someone like me who's teaching the truth of prosperity and success and financial fulfillment? Because when you, the best way to help the poor is not to be one of them. You remember that. Even the Master Jesus taught, the poor you have with you always. Why? Because the poor will always think poor. I'm not giving out no sympathy here. I'm not giving you no soup here. I'm giving you the truth. Because you teach a man how to fish, then he won't be bugging you but food and giving him a fish. You teach a man to fish, he'll go and catch his own fish. And that's what I want to help you do, get this prosperity and money rejection complex. It's deeply rooted. It's a negative belief. Negative thinking, negative attitude, negative concept, and erroneous ideas. You got to get rid of all of those ideas regarding money, success, prosperity, affluence, and all the good. You understand me? Next time, we're going to get this. You want to be a sponsor of the show? Then you can be a sponsor of the show. You can write to me, my number, to write to Reverend Rich, Reverend Rich Live. You can write 1126 South Federal Highway, Suite 111. Sow your seed. Give to this offering. Give to this ministry because this is a good soil. Because when you sow it, God will grow it. And you'll be able to help so many other people that need to listen and hear this program. This is an enriching program. So sow a seed, a financial offering of 11. My address is 1126 South Federal Highway, Suite 111. and Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33316. And I thank God for those who have given to sustain and keep this program going. And you know what? Our goal is to get on every Sunday. Then after every Sunday, we want to go on every day or an evening. We want to be on. The goal is really to be on 7 days a week without having to be any concern about having paid for in advance. Maybe you're one of the persons that the Spirit has spoken to do that, to be a part, sow that seed. Hey, it's been fun, but I've got to run. This is Reverend Rich, and I will see you next time. Call, if you would like to, 702-577-6777. Until next time, peace.